awesome. How awesome is that? Man, what a great, great band. And thank you so much for being a part of the Simple Church this morning. It means the world to us that you would get up, tune in, get the TV on or get the computer on. And for some of you to get up and get in the room, man, give yourselves a little love this morning for making it happen. It's awesome. Well, it is going to be a special Christmas this year, and you may be saying, well, why is it going to be so special? Because it's been kind of a tough year. Well, let me give you some good news, all right? Home for the Holidays is the series that we're kicking off today, but on Christmas Eve, we're going to do an hour-long special just for you, and it's going to be not just on the internet, but it's going to be for the first time ever on television. Come on, man, give it up right there. It's going to be pretty cool, man. In our local Shreveport-Bossier area, it's going to be on the CW, KPXJ, Channel 21. Man, it's going to be just an awesome, awesome time. It's going to be from 10 to 11. We will have a live, well, not a live show, excuse me. We will be broadcasting the program, but we will be streaming it all day on YouTube and Facebook and the app starting at noon on Christmas Eve because it's been a tradition for us to gather on Christmas Eve forever. So we want you to do that as safely as possible and have some good laughs. You may even cry a little bit. I'm going to warn you, all right? But then the main reason is you're going to enjoy what Christmas is all about. So make sure you do not miss that. And then, breaking news already, for the first time ever in the history of Simple Church, we are actually going to be on television as well Sunday, starting in January at same time, KPXJ, same channel, 10:30 a.m. to 11 o'clock. Come on, give a little love right there. Pretty special, man. We're going to try it. We're going to see what it's like, man. See if people can watch and maybe some people that don't have access to internet like me up in Benton so well, you can tune in or maybe some people that are still struggling with that technology. Of course, we're still on all of the platforms from YouTube to Facebook and all of that stuff, but we're going to put some stuff out there on TV and see what happens. So more watching than ever, and we're excited that you can be a part of that. So one more time, give yourselves a round of applause on that. Come on. Thanks for making it happen, man. This media team makes it all happen. They're the ones that really work at it, and we're very, very thankful for them. We're also thankful for our staff because they make a lot of stuff happen, and we talk about a special Christmas. This year, it is also going to be our reindeer dash. I showed you right before the song came on, but you need to mark your calendar for December 20th from 6 to 8. It is a drive-through event for the first time ever. We're putting some billboards up to remind people, to invite people to be a part of it. Santa, I hear, might just be a part of that. We're also going to be helping people with some food in our area, and there's going to be some great family fun for you. So make sure you sign up online. Even our Dallas friends, you might drive over. You never know, man. We'd love for you guys to come over to hang out with us or anybody in our viewing area. If you can be a part of it, we'd love for you to be here. We also want you to know that each and every Sunday that you get up and are a part of Simple Church, it means the world to us. Evan has said it before. I say it a lot. When you say, what do you mean means the world to us? Exactly what we're saying. If everything that's going on, you're that big a deal to us. Because this is why we get up. This is why the media team makes it happen. This is why everybody volunteers, is because we know that you are watching, and we're very, very thankful for that. And this year, as we start Home for the Holidays, this little series that we're going to go, most of us will be watching from home. Most of us are watching on a computer or maybe on television, and we realize that it's a little different this year. The idea is simple, though. With everything going on in our world right now, we just want to keep you safe, and we want to have a lot of fun. And the best way for us to do that is to tune in and find out what's going on, and we can tell you about different events that we are working very hard to make sure that you and your family are safe when you participate in those events. So come and be a part of it, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Most importantly, keep watching and tell other people to watch. As far as this series goes, I had this thought going back just a couple of weeks ago. When you've heard the phrase, "'Tis the season," all right? Everybody's like, well, this year we're kind of going through a rough season. Well, it reminded me of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. It says this, "'There is a time for everything, and everything on earth has its special season.'" Well, we know Christmas is, man, that's awesome. But when you start thinking about 'tis the season, you're going COVID season, not so awesome. The chaos of the holidays, not so awesome. All of the, you know, stuff going through in our country, man, it's been a pretty rough season. Well, let me encourage you a little bit as we go into this. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, it says this, God controls the times and what? The seasons. So no matter what season we're in, God really is still in control. Even when you read this last little part here, he makes and unmakes kings. Some people in the election, their guy won, and some people, their guy lost. And you're going, I can't believe what's going on. How are we going to get through this? Trust me, God's very clear. He controls what's going on. He's the one that knows everything that's happening. And he wants us to be at a place where we can trust him to walk through that going, all right, God, I may not fully understand, but I trust you. With everything that's going on in our lives, you're still able to be trusted. Ecclesiastes reminds us as well, when it continues in verse 11, it says this, God does everything just right and on time, but people can never completely understand what he's doing. Can I get an amen now? Everybody's like, I wasn't with you on all that 'tis the season stuff. I'm working. I don't like the COVID season. I don't like the political season. I don't like all of the, you know, financial season I'm in. But this is the thing. As you start looking through this, it's hard to understand. But God's word, which is, again, thousands of years old, still applies to our lives today. It, matter of fact, applies to your circumstances and your situations today. As many of you know, me and my family have been going through some health stuff with our daughter, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand. I mean, I'm still trying to understand what God's doing. Some of it may be a financial situation. Some of it may be a relationship situation. You're like, God, okay, you're telling me that you do everything just right and on time, but it's not really lining up like I thought. What are you doing? Well, I can tell you, that's the question everybody's asking. God, what are you doing? That's not unusual. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says this. This happened. What do you mean this happened? Well, whatever you're going through, this happened so we might learn to trust not in ourselves, but God. If you don't learn anything else, as we kick off this message and we get going, there's a lot more to learn, but let's wrap our heads around this first. When you talk about this happened, there's a lot of things that happened that we don't understand. We can't wrap our heads around. When it gets into the Christmas season, we're just trying to, man, how are we going to get through this? And what does it look like coming into 2021? Well, we don't know, but the key is learning to trust God, not in ourselves, not in what we believe, not in what we think, but you know what, God, I'm trusting that you are still in control, even when it doesn't make sense. Now, how do we trust God? How do we work through this? Romans 8 reminds us this. We know, not we're not kind of sure. No, it says we know that all that happens to us is working for. So it's in the process of working for what? Good. If we love God and are fitting into his plan. So here's the thing. That's my prayer. God, let me fit into what you want to do. I mean, we were just talking about the Burkhart, some dear friends moving to South Louisiana. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, man, they've been so good to us. I don't want them to leave. But I know God's in control, and he's going to work it for good for them. He's going to work it for good for the family that they're going to be with. And maybe that's your circumstance. You're in the middle of a move or a transition, and you're going, all right, God, I don't know what's going on. But God promises, man, he is working for our good, and he will fit it into his plan. So you know what my challenge is to you and to myself? This Christmas season, whatever's going on, whatever is happening in your life, you and I have a choice. We will either believe or not believe that God really is at work. This is really the challenge. All right, God, help me to believe that you really are in control of the political system, that you really are in control of the financial system, that you really are in control of my life. And you can not believe. You can say, man, I don't believe that. I'm not going to work down that road. I don't trust him in that way. Man, I hope that you will get to the place that you will, because what I have found as I am navigating myself, the more I believe and the more I trust him, the more at peace I am. And that's what I want for you this Christmas season. What makes Christmas special, and I think we all understand that, is that word believe. Believe is everywhere. It's particularly in the season associated with a very jolly fellow. Matter of fact, I'm driving down Crouch Road last night. That's right there close to where I live. And I look to the left and there is a house lit up right there in their front yard, the word believe. And I was like, that's pretty cool. Okay, and then if you go around town, doesn't take you too long, you might run into someone wearing a sweatshirt or a t-shirt that would look like this. Don't stop. And it's not talking about Journey, man. It's talking about Santa Claus, right? Because at this Christmas season, we know that believing makes it special. And I'm going to prove it to you. When I say that kids believe and they make it special because they believe, this is a video that went viral. And it's pretty fun because we do have a choice. You can believe or not believe. And I'm going to tell you how that relates to your life as well. But first, let's go back to being a kid and remember this moment. Look at this little boy's face. It went viral for a reason. He believed. Watch.
What's that?
Oh,
I saw a shadow.
What is it?
It's the reindeer bells.
Outside? That's cool, dude.
What? Shh. Oh,
Oh my God, Evan.
Damn.
Oh my gosh, Evan.
Oh my God,
what?
Evan, what? The only people in the room.
Shh. Oh my God, I got it.
You got some sound anyway.
Oh my God, Evan.
Listen.
What?
Can you
see him?
He turned the light on.
How'd that come on?
Oh my God.
I see it, Evan.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Really?
A Santa.
Oh, what's he doing?
Oh, he's drinking the milk and the cookies.
Oh my God.
How does he not see it and the light is on?
That's crazy. How do we not hear him poof like that?
Oh man. Present time.
Oh.
Oh, he caught you. You did it, buddy. High five.
Come on, man, right? How cool is that? This is what's so funny, man. He had set up a camera to catch Santa, right? And then it was like, I don't know if I believe him or not. Then you see him just, oh, holy cow, it's really real. It's happening. I believe. And it makes it special. Now, we already know. I know what some of you are thinking right now. Santa is awesome, and he is special. But we know it's bigger than Santa when it comes to belief, particularly in the world that we're living in now. It's much bigger than Santa. Matthew 18 says this. Jesus said, the truth is, you must change your thinking and become like little children. Because if you don't do this, you'll never enter God's kingdom. Isn't it interesting that there's that parallel? That Jesus was saying, isn't it cool how a kid can believe? You can see it in the Santa video there. He's just like, man, I believe, I trust. Well, as we grow up, and many of you, you're grown now, and so you're a skeptic, not just about Santa, but more importantly about Jesus, about whether he really is in control, about whether he really does know what he's doing, and whether you can really trust him or not. And that's why he says, unless you change your thinking and become like little children, you'll never enter. What's he talking about? He's talking about how you and I become skeptical as we age. And you begin to justify and reason and say, oh, I don't know about this, and I've just got to work harder, and I got to vote better next time, or I need to do this to make my relationship better, or I need to do whatever to fill in the blank to go, if I can control it, if I can do this better, things are going to get better. And the truth is God's going, well, where am I in that picture? Do you trust me or not? Can you become like a little child, and can you change the way you think? That's what this Home for the Holiday series is all about. This Christmas season, let's change our thinking. It's as simple as that. I'm going to put on the screen for you so that you can wrap your head around that one phrase. This Christmas season, change the way you think. And you go, Justin, why do you want it on the screen? Well, I want you to write it down. I want you to get a mental picture in your head. Because Proverbs reminds us. Because as we think in our heart, that becomes the way that we literally are. Proverbs 23:7 is very clear. It just says, like, man, as you begin to think about these things and dwell on these things, you become like that. Well, see, this is why sometimes you can be so negative. This is why sometimes you can always see the negative. And you're going, I just don't know if we can make it. This is never going to get better. I mean, this whole season's messed up. This Christmas is going to be messed up. Well, the truth is, he's like, hey, will you trust me? Will you believe? This season, can you believe in a God bigger than your circumstances? Can you trust me? Will you change the way you think? Will you change the way you see things? Because if you do, you're going to see something very special. Let's get our minds and our hearts right this season. I know what you're saying. Well, Justin, how do I do that? Well, we got to learn from the past. If we look back over 2,000 years ago, there was also a very dark time in the world. When you look at the spiritual side of things, there was no God for like 4 centuries. When you look from the Old Testament to the New Testament, there was like silence of 400 years, most theologians believe. So you got to think about it. As bad as it is right now, you can still feel God. We have the Holy Spirit. We have a connection to God. There are things that we see that God's doing in a cool way. When you looked back thousands of years ago, no, it was dark. It was quiet. We also had a political system thousands of years ago that was the Roman Empire. Like I've said many times before in the series, you think this is bad in America, you don't want to be in the Roman Empire. It was way worse than what we experience today. So you had no God, no real presence with God. You had a Roman Empire that was seriously oppressive. You also had a king in Israel named Herod. Don't take you long to look up what he did, and I can promise you, it was not good. It was not good. We're talking about killing of children. We're talking about some dark times, and it divided Israel, just much like America's divided today. And here's what's crazy. In the midst of all of that darkness, in the midst of everything that was going on, Isaiah had something pretty powerful to say, and it applies to us even now, thousands of years later. Isaiah chapter 9, this time of darkness and despair shall not go on forever. Can I get an amen on that somewhere? This is what I want to remind you of. You think that this is the way it's going to be, it's never going to get better. And this could be personal, something you're going through in your life. I can relate to that with Hannah, which we woke up last night at 3 a.m. with her sick, where I'm like, okay, God, I know this can't go on forever. I'm trusting you, God. Help us. Man, let's walk through this. I don't know what's going on, but I trust you. And this is the thing. Maybe, again, it's your business. This year's been tough, tougher than any other year. Maybe it's a relationship thing. Maybe it's a spiritual thing for you that you feel like you just can't, again, connect. And you're going, man, how long is this going to go on? Well, just like Isaiah said, man, this is not going to go on. This darkness, this despair, it's not going on forever. Because guess what? Isaiah continues, at the darkest point in all of history, a light that brings hope appears. Something changes. Isaiah 9 continues on. It says, the people who walk in darkness shall see a great light, a light that will shine on all those who live in the land of the shadow of death. Man, this was like hope. This was like, hey, there's something coming. It continues on. For God, again, will break the chains that bind. Man, if you got an addiction problem, let me just give you some encouragement. On your own, you can't do it. It's impossible. But this is why you go, all right, God, man, I need you. Man, I need to believe like a child again. I need to trust you. I want you to know, Jesus, I believe you can break the chains. Financial chains, addiction chains, all kinds of chains. There would no longer be in the issuing of battle gear. No more blood-stained uniforms of war. What was I saying? What was all this about? They were in a dark time. You're talking about the worst of the worst. There were prisoners. There was oppression. There was bloodshed. It was dark and difficult. He said, but there is a light. There is hope coming. Well, what's the hope? I mean, what is the light? Who is this light? Well, you're probably familiar with this scripture because it is at Christmas, and you got to be reminded. For unto us, a child is born. A son is given. And the government, that's right, the government, our government, that government, all governance will be on his shoulder. We shall call him what? Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Now, why do I tell you that? Because, man, at this season, you may need peace. You may need a counselor to walk with you through them. You may need the power of God. And we have that in the child that was born in that manger. And Isaiah was telling you, man, look to him. Man, trust him. Believe in him because, man, this darkness will not go on forever. This despair will not go on forever. This season can be different. How? By turning our attention and our focus to Jesus, the light and the hope of the world. Matthew 12 in the New Testament, written much later, says this, in his name, in Jesus' name, the nations will put their what? Hope. Hope. Man, do you need it today? Man, is your marriage falling apart? Man, is your finances falling apart? Do you feel like, again, you're just going, I don't know, my health is falling apart? Man, you need hope today for the Gomez family. Again, they got their dad in ICU and they're looking through the window going, okay, God, help us. Listen, man, our hope is in Christ. Man, this darkness and this despair will not go on forever. Let's lean into him. His name, Jesus, we can put our hope, but it is a choice. This is why it comes back to you changing the way you think and go, all right, Jesus, I'm trusting you. See, what I am learning and what I want to share with you today and remind you today is that the hope of Christ brings light to every one of us. You, me, whatever your circumstance, whatever your situation is, he literally lights up the darkest situations and circumstances we could possibly face. In John chapter 8, it says this, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. Do you want life? I mean, don't you want to go, man, I need some joy. I need some good things happening in my life. Well, this is what he's saying. He's saying, listen, man, walk with me. Get into the light. Trust me. If you hang out and listen to dark stuff and believe that it's all dark and never choose to see things differently, never choose to trust him, man, it's a pretty dark path. But he's challenging us. But if you walk with me, you won't be in the darkness. Man, you will have the light of life. In our darkest times, man, you and I have a choice. It's kind of like that Santa thing. You can believe or not. You can become like a child again and go, Jesus, it doesn't make sense. I can't connect all the dots of my life, but I know you are in control. And then once you begin to get to that place and you begin to walk in that place, and that is for me, let me tell you, specifically for me, that is a moment by moment circumstance. So 3 a.m. last night when I get woke up and my daughter's not feeling good and she's crying and she's frustrated, I am praying in my mind and saying out loud, Jesus, I trust you. Saying out loud, Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, help her to feel better. God, I know it doesn't make sense. God, I know I don't know what's going on, but I am choosing to trust in you. Now, I know what some of you are saying. Well, man, I did that and it didn't work. I understand. And that's why it can be frustrating. That's why it can be challenging. But I can tell you that over the long haul, when you begin to walk through life and you look back, to not trust him is an even darker place. To turn your back on him and to not have hope, to not believe that there's light, not to believe that he really is on our side, is even darker than the darkest place that you're in now. And that's why it's no accident you're in the room or you're watching online today. Is because it's a reminder, man, I got a choice. This season, tis the season to do what? Believe, to trust, to go, all right, God, show me, help me. And I want to point to you and give you the credit and the glory when it's going well. And God, when I'm at my lowest point, I'm still going to believe. I'm still going to trust because I don't like the alternative. I don't like having to live in this misery. I don't like having to go, man, I just don't know. Now, do we all have doubts, fears, and questions? Absolutely. Absolutely. Are those okay? Absolutely. But the key point is this, is in those moments of doubt and questioning, Jesus, like a child, I will continue to trust you. Because you know, kids have a lot of questions. How many times they ask you that? Dad, Dad, let me ask you this. Mom, why is this? And Mom, why is this? But here's the deal. In all of those questions, they're going to the source that they trust. I'm telling you, go to the source that you trust. Now you go, well, Justin, well, how am I going to get through it? Well, I even got better news for you. You ready for this? Acts chapter 1, verse 8 gives us this encouragement. The Holy Spirit will come on you and give you what? Power. Power. This is what I want you to know. Is thousands of years ago, they had Jesus in the flesh walking the planet. But when he, again, died on the cross, rose again, overcame the grave, and went to heaven, he looked before he went to heaven and said, hey, listen, it was pretty cool to have me on earth, but I'm giving you something even better. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. And the reason that's so much better is because he can be everywhere, and he will give you power that you can't even fully understand. So here's my deal. Will you trust me? Here's my deal. Will you be my witness? Because this is the thing. When you get this power, you will then be my witnesses. Now, this is a pretty powerful thing. Be my witnesses. I grew up in church. I don't know about y'all. And the whole idea was they were telling you, you need to witness. You need to witness. You need to go talk. You need to go tell somebody something. Well, here's what I figured out. It's not to witness to someone, but to be a witness. Your job is not to straighten out folks or to preach at people. You're not just pointing the finger. It's really about you choosing to live every day trusting him. It's how you choose to treat people. I don't care if it's in Walmart and those long lines. I know that's a stretch, but pray right now. I'm praying. You got the Holy Spirit. Lord, help me. Or if it's in traffic, or if it's on Facebook, when you see somebody post something and you're like, oh, I can't take it. No, you can, because you have the power. You have the power of the Holy Spirit to not just talk as a witness, but to live your life as a witness. Now, just a couple of minutes ago, we had a pre-show. We like to have about a 30-minute warm-up before we get into the message. And I showed one video of what we did last year when you talk about being a witness. It's what we did down in Common Ground, a neighborhood in the Shreveport-Bossier area that's really going through a tough time. And last year, we decided to not just talk about it, not just, again, preach messages, but to go and be a light in that community. And how did we do it? Well, we just did something as simple as putting up Christmas lights for somebody that couldn't afford it, that they really didn't have the resources to do that. A couple of businesses helped us out. Ellis Pottery donated the equipment. They were like, hey, man, you go, guys, go down there and bless them. And I wanted to just take you back to that moment, because what I'm learning the Simple Church, it's not just about, again, witnessing to people with your mouth. The truth is, it's how we treat people. It's our actions. And I'll prove it with this next video. Listen close. You'll hear a little testimony in there. Watch this.
Doing this today is really, really cool, giving back to the community. When Justin and I had lunch one day, he shared this idea with me, is basically brightening up a neighborhood. Well, I was like, how are we doing it? With paint? What are we doing, cleaning it up? He goes, no, we're going to brighten it up with lights. So to give back to this community over here, to put Christmas lights up that they don't usually see this in their area, is more rewarding to me to give back to them, to show, you know, my spirit of Christmas through myself to give back to this neighborhood.
My name is Shira Foster, and I am the kitchen supervisor at Common Ground. This is my house. This means a whole lot. I'm a nursing student, so of course I cannot afford to do this while I'm in nursing school. So this brings a little bit of Christmas cheer to my children and my three little grandchildren. This is a big deal because my mom passed away July of this year of heart disease. This will be my first Christmas without her. However, it was her favorite holiday. This is big because of that. Kindness goes a long way. And you never know whose day you might brighten or what effect this may have on somebody like me.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Give a little love for that. Pretty cool. Man, it was 2019, so if you're wondering, like, man, they were all up on each other. That was last year. We're going again today to partake in another wonderful day with loving on those people. So it's just another reminder for us. It's just this opportunity to say, man, how we live has a bigger impact than what we say. I mean, the stage is where we say it. I get it. I mean, you got to preach. You got to talk. I get that. You may be trying to tell your friends, but it's really about how you live your life. Even through the highs and the lows. I got one other picture I want to show you because I wasn't planning on doing this, but I got a text yesterday late. And it's about a little boy named Jeremy. And I'm going to put his picture on the screen because he's worth seeing. That little boy right there decided when he saw all that was going on in our world, particularly people close to him, that man, what he needed to do was to try to be a person of action. Not just talk about it, not cry about it, not whine about it. But he put up a hot cocoa stand. And in that hot chocolate stand, he decided to do a dollar just to try to raise maybe $400, $500, $600 at the top so that he could help a couple of families in need that he personally knew. What was so amazing about Jeremy's story is that people got word. People began to share. And this is one of our dear friends that goes to Simple Church. It's actually his grandson. And he tearfully shared the message going, man, he ended up raising like $1,600 in one afternoon to help those families out. Can you give Jeremy some love today? And the reason I share it with you is this. It's good to know Scripture, but it's even better when you put the Scripture into action. Jeremy, you did that. It's how you run your business. It's how you run your home. It is how you live in the real world that counts. And if there's one statement that I want you to remember, this is it today. remember this and write it down. Most people are not reading their Bibles. They're reading your life. The truth is, most people don't even open a Bible during the day, during the week, during the month. You want to know why you matter? You want to know why what you do matters and what you say matters? It's because they're watching. They're watching each and everything you say and do. And you and I can be a light, or you can turn them to the wrong way. So when you're posting, when you're, again, going to work and you're leading your company, you can bring hope and encouragement, or you can lead your company into a dark place. Now, why do I keep bringing up a company? Well, it's difficult times right now. And I got a phone call about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And it was somebody that owns a company here in town. Goes to Assembly Church, and he said, "Justin, it's Jason." I said, "Hey, man, what's up?" He goes, "Man, I got to do something for somebody." I'm like, "Well, that's easy. We got a lot of needs out there." And he was just like, "Yeah, I want to let my company and my workers in my company be a part of maybe lighting someone's house up." Now, that's ironically what his business is. That's what he does. And he said, "Man, do you have anybody out there?" I said, "Man, it's funny that you would ask, because I do." And you may remember the little girl, Dakota, who, again, battling cancer, walking through a hard time, man. She had, this is how God works, just about a day or two after we called and we were looking for who we were going to get Jason to be able to light their house up, she went to her mom in the middle of all her cancer treatment. She said, "Mom, I just wish that our house could be dressed up a little bit." And ironically, if Jason wasn't listening, if Jason wasn't leading his company in that way, then God, if we weren't listening, if I didn't take care of it and go, "All right, God, how can we put these two things together?" And Christie A was like, "Justin, God has orchestrated this to happen." Now, I was like, "We got to do it." Now, I went out and me and Adam went and filmed Jason. And the reason I filmed it this way is because if you own a business, if you're someone who, again, is trying to navigate your company, understand, listen close to what he says. He didn't want to do this. He was like, "Man, I don't want to do this." I'm like, "Jason, you got to, because what you might do is be hope and light for another business owner on how they can make a difference." Here's Jason Wynn in his story. Watch.
LawMaster's been in business for 28 years, but 15 years ago I took on Christmas decor. We've grown that to a much larger scale than a lot of other franchisees. We light up Shreveport. We light up Barksdale Air Force Base. We give back to a lot of communities and veterans in the process of that as well. I called you because I wanted to give back to the community. God's blessed my company through COVID. We've been super busy. We've had all the opportunities. We always try to give back to the community. The community's been good to us, and it's the right thing to do. That's what God put us here for. A couple years ago, we started trying to build a much bigger culture, a better culture inside of our company, being a more family-oriented, team work together. It's made our employees much prouder to be at work, happy to come to work, and then that shows through the service that we are able to provide, and then it also shows when a customer will call back and say, "Hey, I talked to Amber, or I talked to Tiffany, or I talked to CJ, and they were just amazing and happy." We really appreciate it.
I guess the family, like, we all feel like a family inside the office. So if anybody needs something, we're all there to step in to help. I can't even imagine what this family is going through, and I really, it makes me sad to think about it. So
I'm looking forward to seeing the little girl's reaction to coming home and seeing her house lit up and seeing the unicorn that she says she loves. That's our biggest reason we're out here. It's not for the recognition, it's to see the child's face when she gets to drive in the driveway and see what we were able to help them with in lighting up their Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Come on, y'all. Come on, man. Give him a little love right there, huh? Pretty awesome. And this is what's great about Jason and the company, and I'm going to brag on him because not only did he do that, he said, "Man, I need to make a donation too." Donated to St. Jude, and then he also, Dakota, their family doesn't know this, but he also gave some money to their family because of what they're going through. And we're going to give that to them this week because he said, man, I just want to try to encourage. I just want to try to help. But this is really what he wanted, is probably what you want, is, well, what did Dakota think? Well, we put together the video, and I'm going to be honest with you. They sent it from their cell phone, so the quality is horrible, all right? But I could not resist but still try to show you, because this is why they did it, to be hope, to be light, to encourage someone. And trust me, I think it worked. Watch.
All right, come on, don't open your eyes yet. Don't take your hat off. You got to see your surprise. Ready? All right, y'all take your hats off. Take it off. What is that? What is that? Your feet. Is your house dressed up?
Look, unicorn.
I'll go with you. Come. Are you excited? Taller than you are. Do you love it? You love it?
Say thank you.
You say thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, man. Give it up for that baby right there. It's what you do it for him. It's why we do it, man. And listen, got to give Home Depot a shout out too, because that's what Jason said. He went, that unicorn, he's like, I didn't have a unicorn in my, you know, arsenal. And he went to Home Depot and they're like, man, we're going to donate that. And let me tell you why that's a big deal. It's because you and I have an opportunity to be a light. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's your company, maybe it's your neighbors, maybe it's your friends, maybe it's something that you're going through. You have an opportunity to go, man, God, help me to be a light, to bring hope, to bring encouragement, to make a difference while I'm on this planet. Many of us, 2020 has been a very disappointing year, but I got really good news for you. You ready for this? Romans 5:5. And this hope, what hope? The hope of Christ will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us because he's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. I can tell you what Jason, his whole staff, he gets his whole office staff and everybody out to go, and not just do Dakota's home, but veterans' homes and different people in the community. Why? Because, dude, he wants to show the love. He wants his you know, his organization, his office, his company to be changed because God's changing him. Perfect, long way from it, just like me, long way from it. But my goal when I do a message or when we're trying to figure out programs or exciting things to encourage you and motivate you, it's because we just want to be hope. We just want to share the love. And guess what? It's our turn. It's our turn to show this hope because it won't disappoint. Tis the season, if you will, to be the light. And for you and I to get outside the comfort zone, our world, and outside our normal world and go, how can we bring hope? This is the season for you and me to do exactly that. And guess what? When we don't do it, it disappoints. So I don't want you to disappoint. I want you to be the light. Let's show the love. Now you're probably going, well, Justin, how are we going to do that? I mean, I don't own no lighting company. I can't go out and light up somebody's house. I'm not getting on no roof, Justin. I hear you. I feel you. I got great news for you. As happens in the simple church, people call me, just like Jason did, and just like we hear about other needs going on, and they'll go, hey man, can you help us with this, or do you mind helping with that? Common Ground's a good example. KTBS has called us before wanting to know, hey, can you help us with the backpack programs? The nursing thing, you may remember, we got the call from somebody else, said, hey man, let's do a prayer event for the nurses. And when COVID was going on, it usually works that way. Somebody's like, hey man, what about this? Or I think this is going on. Can you help us? Well, as you know, we love to solve problems. That's part of why we believe that God put us on this earth, is to be that hope, to be the light, and to try our best to solve problems. And when I got this phone call, it's a little different. It's one of those that you go, man, what are we going to do? Surely we can do something. There's a group of people in our communities that always, 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 always respond at the darkest times. It is our first responders. They run into the dark and they offer hope when no one else does. Now, you know this, but let me remind you. Here's a picture that I ran across that kind of says it better than me even talking about it. When you know that your baby or your family is in need, and you see someone who's a stranger that goes to serve and to protect and to love and to offer hope, a first responder, a firefighter, a paramedic, a police officer, they do it at any given moment. Now, in case you have forgotten really what goes on with these men and women, as you know, we helped the police officers not too long ago with some CIT training, crisis intervention training, to help them be better prepared. Well, the fire department is connected right to the Shreveport Police Academy. And while I'm out there, I got to hang out with also the fire chief. And Chief Lane is the guy who's over the academy. And so I said, hey, Chief, can I kind of tell your story too? Because I want to kind of show what not just the police are doing, but what you're doing right here in Shreveport as well. He's like, man, sure, because I need some help. I was like, well, let me show this video and then we'll talk about what you need. So I put together a little video to remind you and me of the training that goes into preparing a firefighter when it gets to moments like this. Like, how do they get there? How did that happen? Well, it's sacrifice. There's a lot of people that are doing that right now. And this is just a little 2-minute video to remind you of what they do to prepare for those dark times and how they can bring hope and light into those situations. Watch this.
So what you know about sacrifice? When the lights go out, the price you pay when you're digging down. Skin of your teeth and a pain in your back. What you know about hope? What you know about that?
Come on, y'all, give it up, give it up, give it up for them, man. Thank you to each and every first responder, man, firefighters, police, paramedics, and let me tell you why. I showed you the video and why I'm just setting you up, man, because you know I'm setting you up, man. Come on, you know I am. It's because Chief Lane, in the midst of everything going on, was like, man, we're in trouble. We need some help. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, man, we have a desperate need for paramedics in the Shreveport Fire Department. Many people are transferring with COVID. There's not been all the tax dollars that have been in the past. There's people that are in need and they're losing firefighters and they're trying to figure out what in the world they're gonna do. And so while we're sitting around feeding them and helping the police officers and doing CIT training for firefighters and police, he says, man, what we really need is some help with some paramedics. I said, well, what does that mean? He said, well, it's about $6,500 to train one paramedic. Man, if you could do one, if you could do two, if you could try to get someone to help us, we promise you all of that money will go right into putting that paramedic on to the fire departments on the streets of Shreveport-Bossier. Well, you know, Shreveport, not Bossier. You already get that. But let me tell you why that's a big deal. It's because in the midst of what was going on, all the things that are happening on the news, a lot of the things that are happening in our community, you got to remember, every time you dial 911, every time there's a car wreck, every time there's a fire, every time there's a medical emergency, there's no debate. Those guys show up. That's what they do. Those women show up. They're there to meet the need, regardless of what happens politically or regardless of what your stance is or why in the world are we here and what are we doing to get out of it. They called the church. Think about that. Could have called a lot of people, could have done a lot of other things, but they're like, man, I think that you can help us. So here is Chief Lane. I went out there this week and filmed the video myself, so don't judge Adam or Caleb. This is Justin. So the audio is a little rough, but let me tell you what, I think you can still get the point of what he really wants to say and why he needs our help. Chief Lane, take it away.
Right now, there is a shortage of paramedics nationwide and in the state of Louisiana as well, and also the Shreveport Fire Department. We have a number of members that would like to attend paramedic school, a number of firefighters that would like to attend paramedic school to become paramedics. We've reached out to the Simple Church for some assistance because that training now has to be done in an accredited institution. And that's costly. That's costly to the institution. And of course, you know, they pass that cost on to the student through tuition, through book fees, and through other fees. And so we want to be able to send our guys to paramedic school that have a desire to become paramedics. It takes 11 months from start to finish. The cost is $6,500 for an 11-month program. And we're looking to send three, but we will take as many as we can get. Simple Church, on behalf of Fire Chief Scott Woolton and the great men and women of the Shreveport Fire Department, we simply say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Come on, y'all. Give it up for them. Let them know we thank them. There you go, Justin. Well, what are you asking? Well, listen, I already tell you, I don't ask money for the Simple Church. Do we need money? Sure we do. Is there programs we got? Absolutely. But what I told you when we started this church 13 years ago, the only way that I get on this stage and ask for money is when we give 100% of it away. And that's no different today. Is whatever we can raise to help them, I think it is showing this community that, man, we're not just talking about it. You did it for the police officers. I'm hoping and praying that you'll do it for the fire department as well. And guess what? We're going to make it a little easy on you. We did create a GoFundMe page. Robin and them did a great job. I'll put it up here. It's just got a great way for you to make it easy. It's got the Give logo on there. And let me tell you what they're also doing in this little fundraiser. It's not just helping the paramedics. The police and the firemen, they actually do Operation Santa Claus, and they actually work with the Shreveport Police to do Shop with the Cop. And so what we're going to do is combine those two fundraisers and say, hey, we're going to try to help every kid out in this community. We're going to try to raise as much money as possible to, number one, invest into the lives of these men and women and make sure there's enough paramedics so that when you dial 911, there is someone there that's trained to make that happen. But at the same time, they want to love on the community. So they're going to help give toys to all of these families that they know way better than us. We've partnered with other organizations in the past, but I'm excited about Shop with the Cop and Operation Santa Claus. And we need your help to make it happen. We don't have a way to gather all the toys. There'll be a couple events. We're going to do the aquarium event where Christie is going to have some way for you to drop off toys. But this is the simplest, safest, easiest way to support kids in need in this community by partnering with the organizations that risk their lives every day to make it happen. Does that sound like a good plan to you? Let me let know you're with me. Come on, y'all. Come on. So, go to our Facebook pages, look at all the social media, go to our website. When you see that logo right there, when you click, I don't care if it's a dollar. I've already committed. We're definitely going to do one paramedic because I ain't going to go out like that. I don't care what nobody else does. I'm like, we're going to make that happen. But whatever we raise above and beyond, it all goes to more paramedics and helping kids get toys this Christmas. And I'm thank you for being willing to help us. As we get ready to wrap up, there's one last verse I want to put on the screen. And this is one I want you to wrap your head around. You ready? Here it is. Our actions. You ready? Justin, that's a great sermon. Oh, I love the simple. Listen, I ain't talking about talk. I'm talking about our actions. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth. So we will be confident when we stand before God. The one reason I do what I do in the Simple Church is because I deeply believe that I will stand before him one day. And I want him to look me in the eye and go, man, you gave it a great shot. You went for it. You weren't just preaching sermons or singing songs, because I did that for a long time. It was about encouraging and challenging and motivating us to be hope, to be light in the darkest times in our nation, in our communities. And how do you do that? Not by preaching sermons, not by singing songs, by motivating and challenging the people of God to stand up and to do something and to be heard and to let a kid get a gift when he needs hope. And that can happen because the fire department and the police department are willing to deliver that, but they need the funds to make that happen. Whenever someone dials 911 and they need someone to help them at their darkest moment, whether that's on the side of the road, which could be you or me, we want to make sure that, man, we were there to get your back. Not just by wearing a t-shirt, not just by putting a bumper sticker on or saying a yard sign, but I'm talking about truly there by saying, hey, my actions, here's a dollar, here's $5, here's whatever. As a business, as a company, whatever you can do, man, I promise you, all of it's going directly to them. I love you and I thank you that our actions speak louder than our words. Would you pray with me? Father, as we go into this Christmas season, I thank you that your actions spoke way louder than any words. God, you gave the ultimate sacrifice of your son so that we can have the life, God, that you promised. God, I ask if there's someone here that has never, ever, ever trusted you. I'm not talking about church. I'm not talking about religion, but I'm talking about the person of Jesus. I pray, God, that you would speak to them and you would show them how real you are and that you would want them to have a fresh start, a new beginning. Give them hope this season. God, bring them that light into their life. And all they have to do is say, God, I'm messed up. I'm a sinner. I need you in my life. I believe you are who you say you are, and I commit myself to you the best that I can, God. Change me. And you promise to invade their life right where they're at. Not just in some one-time prayer, God, but give us the courage and the strength to follow you. God, let someone, when they look at our life, God, it would not just be talk. God, it would be what you call us to be, the light of the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can I get an amen somewhere one time? Come on. All right, guys, I need your help, man. Go on there and make some donations. Let's see what we can do to change the world and change this area right here in Shreveport. I love you. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being a part. All my friends in Dallas, thank y'all for watching as well. All around, we're praying for you as well. God bless you. I will see you in the post show in just a couple of minutes. Until then, what do we say? Peace.